Jay Monchi in studio on the Vintage Aircraft Division Day here on the Fly. Sitting with us, H.G. Frauci. Hello, H.G.
Good afternoon, Jay.
And we've got some new people in studio.
Yeah, we've added a couple of our long-term volunteers here in the Vintage Aircraft Association. On our left is Steve Nessie, who is our founder of EA's Tall Pines Cafe. I'm sorry, DA's Tall Pines Cafe.
Ooh.
And also Steve has been heading up our workshop area there just south of the Vintage Red Barn. You've got the Vintage Red Barn, our sales area, and then we've also got two more areas down there that are tents, those white tents. We've got a workshop tent and then the Type Club tent that we were just talking about. And then also joining us is Michael Costa, our new co-chair for Vintage Parking, and probably the most entertaining co-chair we have down there. Michael is from the Denver area. That's why his nickname on the radio is Denver.
Denver.
Antique Denver.
Antique Denver. Yes. Sometimes confused with Vintage Denver or something else when I get confused.
Or something else.
I'm trying to do three things at once and trying to talk to Michael.
Michael, how do you operate in this heavy aired environment here?
It's actually a whole lot of fun. What we have is between 160 and 180 volunteers that we are directing around and that help us. And it's actually a lot of fun. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be able to do anything. But a lot of them have been with us for years and years and years. I've been coming here for 21 years, and some of them have been coming here longer than I have. So it's a well-trained group. We kind of know what we're doing. And as I am fond of saying, it's a well-oiled machine.
And it is. And Vintage, actually, all of Vintage has been operating that way for years, actually.
You know, one of the great things about that particular area, first of all, it's the largest parking area outside of the North 40 in the entire convention grounds. We cover a lot of real estate, over a mile in length. And we do it with a cadre of volunteers that has some really strong long-term folks who have been with us for a long time, even longer than I've been here. You know, Michael said 21 years. I know we've got folks down there who have been volunteering since the early 80s, and a couple of folks who've been here practically from the beginning in 1972. We were talking earlier about the origins of the division, and a lot of that started simply because people wanted to park here at AirVenture, and they all had that same affinity for old airplanes. But parking means we got to get them in a spot safely, and that's where Michael and Kathy McGurn, who is his co-chair, and now Denny Lang, who is also a parking co-chair, just recently announced. That's where all those folks come into being. We've got to get those airplanes off the runway, off the taxiway, and then as soon as they come off the taxiway, they go to Michael and his group.
And they have to be safely processed through a very large crowd.
Yes.
Turning propellers. It takes a lot of effort to put that together.
Yes.
Tell us about an average day in aircraft parking for Vintage.
An average day in Vintage parking starts probably 6 or 7 in the morning, actually. We have people down that we have different point buildings, which are areas of the flight line where the central part of our dividing the airplanes up takes place. And from there, depending on what day it is, we'll get a lot of our traffic first thing in the morning throughout the day. And it pretty much starts about 7 o'clock and goes, we close at 8 o'clock. And we'll be parking the last airplane at 10 after 8, 8:30. I wish I knew exactly how many airplanes we saw over the course of a typical day, but through the course of the convention, we'll have 600 to 700 airplanes on the field on our side, and over 2,000 airplanes have come through our division before convention's over. So.
Yeah, I think we're actually up on those numbers.
Yeah, we talked to Jeff, and we're at 772 last night, and as you pointed out, they cycle through. Now, remember, that 772 arrived primarily from Friday through last night.
Exactly.
And then we'll start transitioning through airplanes that have come in and new ones replace them. You know, one of the things that Michael was just talking about, the different points. We separate aircraft by those three divisions, not necessarily out there on the field, but we have different areas where we park different aircraft, including the antique area.
And the new Type Club parking.
And the new Type Club parking. So we've got rows set aside for that, and then each one of those areas is administered. Each one of those points is administered by somebody who is directly reporting to Michael on the radio. They're talking constantly. They're checking the N number every time an airplane comes by who's going to park in our area. We check that N number against the database over a custom written piece of software that was done specifically for Vintage.
So it tells tells them where to send the airplane.
Well, it tells us what if the airplane is eligible to park in our area. And they call it bell ringing. They'll check bell that ringing. In number, and Michael and the gang will know, yes, that airplane is good, or no, it's a 1975, but it looks like a 71 mm-hmm. or a 70, and then you'll send them around and maybe have to send them up to North 40 camping.
So it's a very well choreographed dance going on.
It is
there,
a constant
behind
dance.
The scenes.
In fact, if you watch Michael, it is a good dance. Sometimes out there at the point, he'll be giving a good show.
It is a good dance, yes. And it takes a large group of well trained people because we do bring them in through crowds. People are all around the airplanes. Last night we had the Boeing 40 that came in, and there were tons of people that wanted to see that airplane. We had to maneuver it through it as a 45-foot wingspan, and we had to get that through the people, other airplanes, between buildings, and safely park without bonking into anything. And all of our airplanes are basically that way. They have to be, we try to get them fit in within 2 to 3 feet wingtip to wingtip. So it's a snug fit because we only have so much room, and if they're scattered all in there, it's less space to park airplanes. So. Well choreographed.
Mm-hmm. And again, most of those airplanes arrive here within those first 3 days of convention. So they're very busy. And one of the things that's kind of funny about that flight line crew is that sometimes you literally have to drag them off the front lines because
yes.
these guys and gals are having so much fun doing this because it's a little bit of an adrenaline rush. It's you know, see the problem, fix the problem, move on to the next one, bang, bang, bang. And they're having so much fun. You got to make sure they get watered. You got to make sure they get fed. And when it's time for them to be done.
Well, it's always a lot more fun to be on the court than to sit on the sidelines and watch the team play.
And you should know, by the way, that we do always add volunteers. If that's something that you want to do and you want to get involved in either parking or type clubs, whatever it is, come on down to the Vintage area. We have a specific building that's set up to accept volunteers. We'll get you signed up. We'll find a place for you. If you have a request, you know, there's something you want to try. Needless to say, the first day out of the gate, you're probably not going to be on a scooter directing airplanes.
Right.
But you know, anybody wants to do something like that, they're certainly welcome to come down. We do have over 500 volunteers on a regular basis down in the Vintage area.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, you had said, HG, that most of the airplanes arrive in those first 3 days. Is that, you think, specific to Vintage, or do you think that's something shared with the other divisions as well?
Oh, it's certainly the entire convention grounds. If you watch if we had a time-lapse webcam of the entire Vintage grounds.
Cool.
You know, maybe covered 3 areas. Let's do North 40. You would have watched an area that was, you know, fairly empty, say, last Wednesday, Thursday, and a couple folks showed up on Thursday, and quite a few more showed up on Friday. And then about, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, things got really busy. And that's very typical. What happens is folks who live in the, if you will, local area, we'll call that local in aviation terms, meaning within, say, 5 or 6 hours of a cross-country flight here, will leave on Saturday morning. And they'll get here about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll start filling in. Those folks who are living further away will have already started that trip, and they'll show up at about 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And those 2 days tend to be very, very, very busy. And then yesterday as well.
Well, gentlemen, we have a little bit more time here to share with Vintage Aircraft, and it sure is a pleasure to have you guys with us on the radio this afternoon at EAA Radio. The weather's hanging in there. I mean, there's a little cloudiness out there to the west. How many more airplanes do we expect this afternoon, do you think?
Well, this afternoon, we'd be closed very shortly because of showcase.
Another 15 minutes.
Is the field closed at this point, Michael?
Not quite yet.
Pretty close.
So people can come in until, just about 10 minutes before the showcase starts at 2:30, and then once the air show's over, it all starts again, right?
Yeah, it's cutting pretty close to coming that soon, but we try to get our area cleaned up a half hour before the showcase starts because there's a lot of aircraft movements in our area for the air show. And then once everything calms down after the air show, it takes us about a half hour to, we do departures first and then bring arrivals in after that. And it will go right up until 8 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on EAA Radio with Vintage Aircraft.